are petty as fuck for that. Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aaron. Can I have a zip code, please?
85387.
You said 85387?
Yes.
Thank you for that. What's your first and last name?
Patrick Kane.
Thank you for that, sir. Can you verify your address for security purposes, please?
1766 West Para Drive, Surprise, Arizona.
Thank you for that. I do see you ordered the Hype Watch on July 8th for $6.97. How can I help you?
You charged me $59.97 on my credit card.
Yes, sir. That is for the full price of the watch.
I was only supposed to pay shipping, handling, and shipping for the watch, not the full price of it. It was a special. It said ship, only pay for shipping and you would get the watch.
Yes, sir. The shipping that you do pay up front, you do receive the watch. You do have 14 days to receive it and see if you do like it. You won't receive any more charges. You only pay the $59.97 for the watch itself. It's
but
not a subscription.
I was supposed to pay for the shipping charges of the watch because it was a special on your website.
Yes, sir. The special lasts for 14 days.
I know, and I know. So why am I paying $59 if I was only supposed to pay the shipping charge for it, and I would get the watch? It was a
okay. So your 14 days started on the day that you ordered. After those 14 days, if you don't want the watch, you can call back and cancel. If you do want the watch, then you'll pay the full price for the watch. But then after that, you don't pay anything else.
Well, it was never said that way. It was never said that I had 14 days. I mean, I don't want the watch. If that's the price of the watch, it ain't worth it. You know?
It was listed on the terms and conditions. You do have to agree to them before you complete your payment online.
No. They never said anything about paying the full price of the watch or you had 14 days to return it. It was a $6.95. You pay shipping only and you will receive this watch because I took a survey. That's what it was about. I took a survey and this watch was a part of the survey for six something dollars, not $59.97. So I'm
going to
get...
Yes, sir.
I'm going to take the transaction. You're not going to return the watch back and take that off my card.
Okay. Well, that's totally up to you. If you want to dispute the charge, you can return it. Just give me one moment.
This was a watch that I took a survey, and for taking a survey, they let me pay shipping charges only for the watch. It said nothing about a 14-day trial.
Okay. It was listed in the terms and conditions. You do have to agree to them before you complete your payment online, but I'm going to go ahead and cancel your account. Just give me a few moments, and I have the cancellation number for you. I'm going to also provide you with the address that you can send the watch back to, okay? 1 second. Okay. Thank you for holding, sir. I do have your cancellation number if you want to write it down.
Sure.
It's going to be C as in Charlie, 657, F as in Frank, 8, B as in boy, 7, A as in Alpha, F as in Frank, and the number 9.
Okay.
Okay, so that is your cancellation number. You won't receive any more products or transactions from us. For you to be able to send back the watch, there is a $9.95 restocking fee that I can take away from the refund that you'll be receiving. I did speak to my supervisor, and she gave me the access to issue back 35% of the $59.97 that you were charged, and then I can take off the restocking fee for you for that, and then that'll be a refund for it.
So I paid to have shipping, and you're giving me 35% back, and then you're taking a $10 refund off of that, right?
Yes, sir.
Man, I guess I learned my lesson, didn't I? Man, I'm still.
I do apologize for the inconvenience.
It was a ripoff. Who do I send it back to?
Okay, the address is going to be 2066 North Capitol Avenue.
2066
North Capitol Avenue.
A-L or O-L?
O-L.
Okay.
Suite 3010.
Okay.
San Jose, California.
All right.
95132.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So that's going to be the return address for you. You can send the watch back. I'm going to go ahead and process that refund for you as well. Just give me a few moments, okay?
All righty.
Thank you for holding, sir. So I did go ahead and process that refund for you. You should receive back $11.03 back to your bank account within 3 to 5 business
how much,
days.
How much?
$11.03.
$11.03 from $59?
Yes, sir.
And then I spend that much sending it back to you. You guys are ripping us off. That's ridiculous. $60 and I get $11 back from some watch that I was supposed to pay $6.97 for or something like that. And you're sending me what you said was free because I took a survey and you're ripping it off. I'm gonna dispute this and I ain't going to pay it. It's ridiculous. $11 back. That's ridiculous. I would pay you more from shipping this back than $11. I would get zero.
Okay. Well, if you're not satisfied, sir, that's perfectly fine. I can speak to my supervisor and see what else we can do to assist you today.
Yeah, you better, because I'm going to dispute it. My bank's not going to pay it. We might as well go with it your way.
One second.
That has nothing to do with it.
Thank you for holding, sir. I do appreciate your patience. So my supervisor gave me the authorization to issue you back 50% of the $59.97.
50%.
Hello, sir. Are you still there?
Yeah. 50%, huh?
Yes, sir.
And then you're going to charge me $10 for restocking fee?
Yes, sir.
Oh, come on. Come on. That's ridiculous. And then I got to send it back to you, too.
Yes.
Which is another $10. So you give me $30 and you take $20 from me and I get $10 back.
Well, the money that you sent back for the product, that doesn't go to us. It goes to the post office.
Yeah, but it's my money coming out of me that I would have to send to you. So I get $10 back instead of $11 back. You know? It just doesn't make sense. You're ripping me off, man. I was supposed to get this watch because I took a survey for $6.97, period. I didn't have to pay full price for that watch. It was because I did my time here on the survey on the computer for $6.97. And then you charged me the full price for the watch. That's ridiculous. I see you're not going to do anything about it, so I'm going to dispute it for my bank and we'll see how it goes from there. If you're not going to work with anything, 50% is ridiculous.
Okay, sir. Well, I can speak to my supervisor again and see what else we can do to assist you today, okay?
Yeah, I would like it all back, and I'll send you the watch, period. I mean, don't put out those false surveys like that. All right.
Just bear me a few. My mom said I'm still speaking to my supervisor.
Okay.
Thank you for holding, sir. I do appreciate your patience. So I did speak to my supervisor, and she did authorize that to issue back a full refund. I did take away the restocking fee for you, so you should receive $50 back into your bank account within 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can do to help you?
No, that's it. That's it. So I should send this watch back to this address you gave me then?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me make sure I got it straight, would you? 2066
okay.
North Capitol Avenue. Suite 3010. San Jose, California, 95132.
Yes, sir. That is the address.
That's correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll have it in the mail to you. As soon as I see the on the check for it, okay?
Thank you for calling customer service. Have a good rest of your day.
Okay.